Tonight's star movie on Channel 43, your favorite movie station, will continue in a moment.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
That music at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
It's almost zen-like. It takes me to a place that I really... I mean, it just is so relaxing. It's weird.
It's my favorite.
Listened to it and it made me calm, which is weird. I mean, I hadn't heard it in a while because you hadn't played it in a while, and I put it through my little AI machine, and pretty special. It has sort of a nice.
It could be a top 40 hit. It reminds me of a band I used to like called Pomplamoose, where it is. I mean, it's Billie Eilish-esque. But the voice is more like a band called Pomplamoose with the soft, very reassuring sounds of a female vocal. I think it's great. I love it.
Pomplamoose sounds like a character in Around the World in 80 Days for your old movie reference there.
That's part two, Mike.
That's part two. Way to go. I knew you'd know that one.
But Pomplamoose. Actually, Pamplemousse with an A is the French word for grapefruit. And that's what they took it and changed it. That's what they did with the band. And now everyone has turned their radios off.
Oh, we have Rob. You're getting a call from Pomplamoose right now.
Oh, good. Hello.
Hello. He's Pomplamoose.
That's all it is. I don't know what's wrong. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. A little later taping today. We appreciate everybody joining us and, dealing with our little flex schedule that we have. The reason today was some teacher-parent stuff. And I just can't say it strongly enough that lately, and I'm talking about the last couple of years, when I've had any kind of meeting with a teacher, mm-hmm. I come away with this overwhelming feeling of we need to treat our teachers better. They're just, I'm never not impressed. I'm never not thrilled. I'm never not walking out of a meeting with a teacher with just an attitude of, you know, this is really good stuff, and these people they work so hard. And when you think of, when I'm going nuts over my 12-year-old, mm-hmm. and I'm realizing that some of these teachers have rooms full of them,
you know,
not only the papers, the lesson plans, the grading, and then having the knowledge. And I'm not mentioning any names. I just had a meeting with one of his teachers today, and we didn't go to the parent-teacher meetings at the beginning of the year, and I wanted to meet this teacher. And it was a brief meeting, and I was the level of effort that is put forward in most of these classrooms, and we just poop all over it, and we care about an influencer that wants to, you know, pull a prank on somebody in a grocery store. You know,
I see it every day, Mike, with Carrie doing stuff where she's buying her own supplies and doing her own printing and doing stuff that is over and above what is actually asked of her, which is a lot anyway.
It's incredible, Rob.
Parents love to complain. Oh, they love to complain about it. And if they had, you know, just 10 minutes in her shoes, they would see the whole thing a whole lot differently, I think.
When you, I wrote an email like a short time ago to this teacher, because that's how, in a 20, 25 minute meeting, that's how much I was impressed.
Was it one of those casino letters?
It wasn't. It was a really nice letter that said, the word I use it for you guys. I use it for my son when it comes to sports. I use it for a lot of people, and the word is engage and engagement.
Yeah.
And when you know that somebody within 5 seconds that someone is engaged with the class, with the behavior patterns, with the future, it's just I never fail to get blown away. And, you know, my sister was a special ed teacher like Carrie, and it was It's just, I don't know what. I'm almost speechless because I'm so impressed.
I hope this teacher pays attention to that letter you wrote, because when it comes to engagements, you're an expert.
I am. I've done it a lot of times. I have done it multiple times over the years. I cannot tell you lately, and it's been on my mind. Don't know why this happens at this stage of the game when I'm, you know, a younger man slaying the dragon, doing mm-hmm. what I'm doing. Maybe I didn't, you know, stop and smell the roses. But if you have an opportunity to, you know, visit with a teacher and meet with a teacher, I hope you come away like I come away from it. And I've done it now with a couple of these educators that are just, they don't get the credit they deserve. That is just, everybody talks about that, but then when you experience it, and I think the fact that I'm experiencing it, it at this age,
right,
helps me with my perspective a little bit, just to say, I almost like the, you know, the unk, as my, my son calls me. I can say to the younger parents out there, you know, pay attention to these, and for, if there's something positive, make their day any way you can. Make their day by letting them know that you value what they do. And it might, I don't doubt for a second that this teacher we met with probably didn't, you know, as far as, you know, being concerned about how she would come across, I don't think it's that at all. I think she just does her job in an mm-hmm. exemplary way. And, you know, answers all the questions we had about Michael and his class and his classwork and where he needs to be, and just bam, 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 and then mentioning the other kids and knowing how he responds when he's in a circle of friends, and then knowing how he responds and what she expects of him, blah, blah, blah. It just went on and on. And I was, I think I was probably just drinking it all in because it was so impressive, the preparation. And that's... Not
Did
a nice
sale
situation.
Of Nitos come up?
Yes.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
That's a distraction.
Josh, I am telling you, everything came up. This was total preparation.
That is a teacher that cares.
Yeah. That is a teacher that gives, it's just, you know, I'm not going to, you know, because I don't have permission and I don't want to, you know, go into that.
Right.
But I just want to say, you know, I said it in an email. I'm fresh off of this meeting, and I come by, you know, I left my phone at home. And so my wife and I, she was going to work and I was coming to work. Mm-hmm. And so we pulled up at the intersection. It's the only way I was able to give her a feedback. I said, I hope you feel as good as I do. And she said, I do. I said, I just, you know, you're just in good hands. And we drop
you know
off and we pick
they've got
up.
Phones yeah. for that. You don't have to talk out the window.
I know. I left mine. Yeah, unfortunately. But
he had his megaphone.
Right. Yes.
Now, Mike, I do have a question.
Carla! Carla!
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
You're looking at this, which is great, from your viewpoint, your lens, as the people say, as an older parent. When you think back to your 12-year-old self and the years around that, do you have any teachers that really felt engaged with you that you remember from, like, sixth grade?
Yeah, I'm a teacher, Mr. McGovern, in high school, who a couple of professors in college, mm-hmm. well, Professor Murphy, who was, I hope it's Murphy, I don't remember.
Was he Irish?
He taught Irish history.
Oh, and then Murphy's a good guess.
And I sat in this class and realized all the things my dad, who was a student of Irish history, had been telling me, and
right.
listening to this validation by this educator. But Mr. McGovern, who took, an eye-rolling subject that we were all terrified of, Shakespeare,
sure.
and made it something that we could, you know, understand and get our heads around. And they're just, and you know, and our good friend who's now at administrator, Linda Herr, who is, you know, just so engaged with her kids.
Yes.
And I don't know. I'm speechless. For all of you that are listening to my voice, if you are teachers, and you're slugging in mm-hmm. To work today, and you're saying to yourself, nobody appreciates you. Let me just say, this individual right here says to all the teachers that are listening to my voice right now, you kick ass, and keep it up, and 'cause it matters, and I really really wish that society would place a monetary value on it. I really do. I really wish the teachers could get better compensation because, you know, they're there now. At a certain point, we turn our kids over to them for a big chunk of the year, you know?
And many cities are begging for teachers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just can't fill the spots.
That's right. Well, they will if you have any interest at all. Loudoun County is dying to pay your tuition to get your teacher's certificate.
Yeah,
they just want teachers, and you got to find the right people. Mike, what you said was very nice there, and now to offer counterpoint is Josh.
Well, there have been good experiences. I haven't had any like on the parenting end. I haven't had any bad experiences to speak.
That's good. That's good. I did as a student.
I had a bad experience when we went to a school to check it out. I think a charter school to check it out, and that was a bad first impression.
Sure.
Maybe because of the 84-inch, you know, cauldron of soda that was on the desk or something. I don't know what it was, but that maybe I was in a bad mood that day. Maybe that's what it was. But boy, oh boy, I think more often than not, you get a great experience with that.
Something like this.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly. The Mountain Dew mug. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's literally the size of my head.
Now we have some business to take care of on the Mike O'Mara show today because Mr. Fleet of Foot Soroka has produced for us in very short order, excuse me, Drink Diet Coke, a new website.
You produced something for us now.
A new website.
Yes.
Take it away, Josh.
I got tired of MikeOMaraShow.com crashing every 3 weeks to the point of I stopped putting effort into it and put the bare minimum on because I knew it was going to crash at some point, and it did. Mm-hmm. And finally,
I should say before you go on, because you're too nice to say it, that that particular website was arranged and developed by another administration.
Yes. Previous administration.
We tried to get that information. Yeah.
Maybe Mike O'Mara should own MikeOMaraShow.com.
I agree.
But unfortunately, someone else does, and that person does not respond to legal letters or anything. So we have moved on to tmospodcast.com.
That is our new website.
New backend, new design, completely secure. It's not going to crash.
That's where you'll get all the information on the TMOS shop and the cruise that we have coming up and anything special or new that's on there, not to mention all of our content that you can get time and do that. So
if you need to find us on Facebook, YouTube, anything like that, the links are there. Just click it, and you're there magically. It's like your home base.
Look, sometimes I'm a namer. You know I like to name things. I'm big on that. I think naming is it. Josh popped it up there. It's Josh's idea, and it was simple, and it was direct, and it was good. TMOSpodcast.com. That's where you get your content. Yeah. TMOS.com is the Mike O'Mara Mike O'Mara Show.com is no longer what we're using.
Yes.
So be aware
ignore
of
what
that.
The bottom of the screen says.
Yes, please.
I got to update that.
Thank you. What does the bottom of the screen say?
It says MikeOMaraShow.com.
You know, I focused yesterday on rebuilding the website and getting it up and running because without it, people can't.
Do we have it? Can we put it on the screen? Can we put the new website on the screen? Is that possible?
Sure.
Let's take a peek, have a little tour.
When we lost MikeOMaraShow.com or when we ceased the operation of it, it's like when you lose a dog. You're going to get rid of the dog, but you're going to find hair for a little while. Yeah. And every now and then you'll find a hair. And so we'll take care of the hairs if we find them.
Horrible. Try that again.
That's all right. Don't worry. Take your time. We're not going anywhere. We're just hanging out, saying hi to all the teachers out there. Teacher Wednesday.
Here it is.
And you're popping and clicking a little bit, Josh, too.
So. Yeah, I'm going to have to restart after this.
That's okay.
But get you straight to what you need. All the episodes on the front page. If you click on any episode, you've got the video or the audio, links to your favorite podcast app. And on the front page, same thing, links to your favorite apps, a PayPal donation, and a button at the top for bonus show and commercial.
Thank you so much for putting that together.
It is so clean and nice looking.
Let's see. New thing. All right. There's two new features on here that I have not told you guys about yet.
Okay.
The dating feature.
Well, up here, you can click and leave a review. We always need new reviews on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
You can do that one click right here at the top. Bottom right-hand corner, you see this microphone?
Yeah.
You can click on that, and you can send us a voicemail.
Oh, wow.
Not promise that we'll use it,
right?
But we always like interaction.
Oh, I like that. So I love that. Do it right now, somebody. Somebody do it right now. Come on, come on, come on. Let's do it.
You know, Mike, you know our listeners. We won't get voicemails till after 12 o'clock Eastern on Friday nights.
No, midnight.
Leave voicemails today. I'll go through it this afternoon and have it for tomorrow's show if we have
Very
anything
good.
Decent.
Leave us cool. a voicemail. That's a wonderful.
An encouraging voicemail.
All right.
Then there's a that's basically it. Follow, contact. You can send us an email.
Somebody says Bear to AJ to Oscar to Josh. Who's AJ? You mean RJ? Is that what they're
probably
trying to
do? Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Going forward, maybe perhaps I don't ask questions about some of these messages. If you F it up, then I just ignore it. That might be the best strategy that I do.
And a person can take a guess of that list of names and who owns MichaelMaraShow.com.
Okay. And the correct answer is Bear.
Bear.
Hey, baby.
I went yesterday, very successful return to Happy restart. Valley. We'll see you in a minute.
Come back soon, Josh.
I'm going to talk to my buddy Raj, Rob here. Anyway, I went back to Happy Valley. The arm felt great. I didn't have any pain.
That's
it was
great.
Fun. However.
Uh-oh.
Kind of a sad realization.
Now, just so we know, you haven't golfed in a month or so because of your injury. Doctor said let it heal. There's nothing you need to do.
Uh-huh.
I know you've taken swings. Is this the first time you went out to play 18?
It is. It has nothing to do with playing. It has everything to do with the costs associated with playing. And down here, it's just
it's
like
a costly
everything.
Hobby. Yeah,
it is like everything else. You know, it's getting to a point where, hearing the plans that they have and hearing them talk about what they want to do, and we just had to come up. I'm knowing that I can't sustain it, and it's really a.
But you're
a,
not.
It's a
you're
realization.
Not giving up the game.
No, not really, but maybe, you know, maybe I certainly won't be playing as much as I have.
Sure.
It just feels, it's just, and here, I'm going to give you the brutal truth of
Thank
this.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
I have been living a certain way for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
There are realities that everybody faces. Mine began in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, with smoke and mirrors and duct tape, tried to live a certain way. And at a certain point, you just say, that ain't me. And and that's kind of the truth. As much as I love this game, the game is pricing itself out for me. Mm-hmm. It really is in a private situation. Will I continue to play? Absolutely. Do I think it's sustainable? No, I don't. And you know what? When it comes to recreation, it was the first thing to go way back when in Washington, D.C., and it may be the first thing to go down here because it's just
the
not...
Washington, D.C., that was certainly a special privilege to play where you played up here.
Yeah.
I mean, so I mean.
Yeah, and
that...
it's a special privilege to play at any private institution.
What if you... something a little step down?
No, it's really hard, Josh, down here because the... gone up and up and up and up and up. And it's just something where I have to be honest with myself and I have to be realistic with myself. And as much as I love it, and it's a big part of my life, I have to figure out another way.
What if you play Twilight Rounds?
I think this is when I was going to say the real reality.
Yeah.
I'm not in the same zip code as the vast majority of these people that do this.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I am, the moment I felt like, you know, maybe I was being a poser, you know, is when I started thinking about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And then I've kept it, you know, rolling. So I don't know. I'm thinking that.
Would you say after playing golf, one of the biggest things about belonging to a country club is you go there and you can be comfortable and surrounded by like people and all of that. And if that goes away, it's devalued.
Well, when you think about the commonality that I have with anybody, I love the game. That's where it ends. Yeah. And so, you know, is it a bummer? Yeah. Is it, I'm going to miss the relationships to an extent, but not debilitating.
Not very much, though.
Debilitatingly so.
Right.
But it's still, you know, something where you just go, huh. And you look the other way and you see. And, you know, I think there's always got to be a dynamic in your life. You always have to be willing to change things and shake things up and move on to different things. And, you know, I've been thinking for a long time about my mom, and my mom who passed away on this day. God, how many years was it? It might be, I mean, I'm not sure. It was a while back. I should bring 15, up the obit. No, I don't think it was that long. But, you know, she sustained herself towards the end of her life by helping out other people and doing things with Newington, which soon became Hartford Children's Hospital.
I remember because, you know, I talked to her several times, met her at your wedding and all that, is that she started that when she gave up her sport, which was rugby. And she was playing a lot of rugby, and she said, I can do better with it. Great. I remember her in the scrum.
Only, you know, she had, what, maybe 8 broken noses while she was playing that sport?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nobody better in the scrum than Mary.
And you know what? Whoever her guy was, I don't know, but that glass eye was so realistic.
And that you know what? You got to be aware of the thumbs.
You do.
Really do. When you're
Josh, be aware of the thumbs, Josh.
In the rugby match, it was very, very sad.
It's where your dad met her.
Thank you. I'm trying to get her thing up so I can make sure I want to mention the year. I feel like I'm totally blowing it by not putting
that. No, you're
that
not
up
blowing
there.
It, Mike, because what you're doing is you're remembering the lady and not a statistic. It's no
I
big
know.
Deal if you don't remember.
I know. Mary E. And thank you for sharing Racer PGT one day after my mom passed. That's it's great to share these things because, you know, we discussed this week, you know, these things that are going on. But she I've told this story before about when they were space challenged because the hospital was going through cutbacks. She said, well, I don't need an office. And there is a great picture. I think my sister has it on her wall of she was in, it was called day surgery for the kids. Mm-hmm. And she would register people when they would come in. And because they were space challenged, she was literally out in a hallway and her desk was a gurney. And it's the greatest picture in the world. She's got it organized and you see her on top of this gurney. Cause she's the person that the very first person said, I don't need an office. I'll do it out here. And
I dealt with so many people with children's medicine and children's hospital in particular, when Robert had leukemia, it's a very special, type of person that can do that. And, you know, we were talking about teachers, but nurses too. Nurses are also.
I got it by the way. Okay. I've got it. Okay. So 2016. So 10 years ago today.
10 years ago.
That's one decade. She's been, God, time flies.
Zzz, like that. Zoom.
And, let's see. She was educated in Hartford, Connecticut. After high school, began a career in public relations at Aetna Casualty and Surety Company, where she remained until her marriage to Joseph Lister. Joseph Lister was a World War II naval aviator, and she was widowed at age 26 when he was flying off an aircraft carrier and went into the drink, and she, the war was over.
after the war, I was going to say, war. Right?
It's after, yeah. After the surrender of Japan, and she was notified, getting ready, because he was going to stay in the Navy, because he was an officer, and he had graduated the Naval Academy, and she was going to stay, he was going to stay in the Navy, and she was going to be getting ready to go to the Philippines, where they were going to be stationed, and got the
I never
knew
about the Philippines angle.
Yeah, they were, she was getting ready, getting her
shots.
That's wild. Talks about getting her shots to go overseas, and that's it. So let's see. Yeah, my dad passed away in 1993. She committed herself to a variety of volunteer and charitable activities while raising her two children. Her activities included leading the Heart Fund Drive in 1976, director of the St. Francis Hospital Auxiliary, president of the St. Augustine Church Altar Guild, and she served as a volunteer at Connecticut Children's Medical Center for more than 40 years, retiring at the age of 90. So that's it.
She mentions two kids. Are you not mentioned by name in the obituary?
I'm the one that I was fostered by her.
Oh, I understand.
That's
dark
what
sheet.
It was.
And thank you. 40 years. You better start like tomorrow if you're going to catch up.
It's yesterday.
Yeah. Guess what? You know what I think it is? I know what? You were bragging about it yesterday, Josh. I think it might be your Timu microphone.
I don't.
Rob, do you think it might be his Timu microphone?
Am I still clicking? See, it's probably this board. I'm going to do a full restart again.
Yeah, I don't, Mike, because you know what? I've dealt with that before, and it's not microphone related. I think
it's the new board. He's got the fancy ones we have, right?
Computer, no, but I think it's probably our streaming software, because you know you've noticed in the past 2 weeks I haven't clicked.
Yes,
it's because as soon as we go live, I leave the room and come back, and that's a glitch. That is, I mean, it's a stupid fix.
Right.
But it seems to work. So okay. I don't think it's his Timu microphone. And besides, Mike, isn't it a time we foster better international relations? There's no need to poo-poo Timu.
Yeah, poo-poo Timu.
Don't poo-poo Timu.
We'll have a commercial for our friends at Omaha Steaks. And one of the things I realized I wanted, Rob, and I was on Timu earlier, is the, what do they call, the burger tent? You know, that you put on the griddle, on the Blackstone?
Yeah,
the metal thing? I need those. I'm not sure. Do you, Mr. Alton Brown, is there a place you could walk into, a retailer, and walk out with those things? Would a home goods store?
We have a restaurant supply company not far from here that I've gone in to browse, and I think they would have it.
Okay, I don't think
we have one. You know what? It's not great. I bet if you put restaurant supply into the Google machine, one would pop up.
Google machine!
But Mike, please.
Yes.
Don't poo-poo Timu.
Poo-poo Timu.
Hey, look, it's Josh.
Yeah, a brand new linebacker for the New England Patriots. Rabe poo-poo Timu.
Hey, and congratulations on the NFL on having another draft tomorrow. That's great, isn't it exciting?
It's a week long.
Yeah.
It's like 4 days.
Yeah.
Do you remember when my sister came down here and met Stubby, our latest Boston Terrier, for the first time?
And decreed he was not a Boston Terrier.
Do you remember the breed that she thought he might be?
A pitty.
A pit bull. That's correct.
Yeah.
A pit bull. We have a new problem.
If you search dog sites, you will see a billion pit bulls, and some of them look very sweet. They're not all bred to fight, but that is a breed that is crazy popular out there.
And last week, Mike, you mentioned.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate the heads up. Yes, he is beyond aggressive, and you hear about these pit bull attacks where you can do nothing to make them stop.
Right.
And for the second time, one was on. I think. There were three recently. One involved food, and when they're side by side and they want to get into each other's food, that's kind of a normal way for dogs to fight.
That's standard and almost impossible to fight. I mean, it just happens.
And that works for brothers also.
Matt was a hungry one, wasn't he?
We turn in a late night game with Michael's rec team.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, boys.
No. Were they engaged, Mike?
No. Not on your life. What a great statement. No, they weren't, Rob. Oh, my God.
What are we paying for?
All right, Josh will relate to this. Josh.
Yes.
Runner on second. Yes. Catcher has the ball. Guy goes late from second trying to steal third. Catcher responds quickly, throws the ball down to third base. Third baseman. ain't even looking at it.
Oh, no. No.
Looking out to the right like at a car by or something, you know? Come on! You know,
at what point did you yell, slow down?
No, that's when you wanted to just hit the kid in the head.
Yeah.
Like your own fault.
By the end of the game, which was 11-3 or something like that. The parents wanted to leave on both teams because the parents on the winning team think, hey, if we get to 15 runs, the mercy rule kicks in and we get to go home early. Umpires want to leave early. The coaches on our side wanted to leave early.
Most people don't want to be there.
And it was cold because we got a cold front. And cold for us is when it gets down to wind chill of 55.
Cold.
No, the real temperature was like 73 when I got into the car.
I was going to say, 73 and breezy is what we're dying for up here.
And I said, ooh, I have a chill. God. So we come back home. We get to bed early. The dogs are super cute, and sometimes they sleep on the bed. Sometimes they sleep in their crate. We go back and forth a lot. We have them both in the bed. This has never happened before. And in the middle, I rarely can get to sleep rapidly when I get into bed. This time I was able to. I put the computer down immediately. I roll over, and I'm like, good night. Good night. And Carla turns the light out. It had to be, I'm at whatever the stages are when you first fall asleep, and I'm really starting to go out. I'm starting to go deep, and you hear. Jesus Christ. Carla is going, stop it! Stop it!
Yeah, that works.
Stop it! Carla gets one of their stupid untrimmed claw face rakes. I don't know how it didn't leave a mark, thank God. And then,
well, because her skin is so healthy, thanks to Dermglow.
Carla stands up, puts Stubby in the crate, turns back to see if Winslow's okay, and says, Stubby, this is her favorite dog, by the way, what the F? What the F? And meanwhile, Stubby, the pit bull, and I'm officially naming
You're
him
calling
a pit
him that
bull now.
That's okay.
Because the cheap-ass pet store that charged a gazillion dollars for this dog, who is cute, don't get me wrong, but I'm starting to be afraid of this dog. Because
did they give you papers with the dog?
You'd have to ask Mrs. O'Mara.
They gave him newspapers for the dog.
I'm just thinking if they gave you...
You know what? They should have given me rolling papers based on that.
Am I right?
What, Josh? I'm sorry.
I'm just thinking if they gave you some false papers and you can do a DNA test and show that it's a pit bull, you have an issue with the store.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
And it's not the same store where you buy your rats, is it? Because you don't want to burn any bridges.
No, but it's not the good place. It's the second. It's the one in the middle that's just a clip joint.
Yeah.
And why she went there, I have no idea. The place the place where I get my rats is super expensive as well. But you look at these are quality hounds.
Well, I mean, that whole place is run like a ship. It's a great
you
pet
should
store.
See it now. It got new management and they're even nicer than they were before.
And wow.
Including the Russian lady that sells me my rats.
Hello, is your rat for you?
Have you tried a spray bottle or like a squirt gun?
Well, we didn't have it in bed with us last night, you know, because those games are scheduled for Thursday night.
And they have a different meaning for the word squirt gun.
No, it's craziness. My life is very, very
Have you ever done
unsettled.
The DNA check on a dog, even if it doesn't prove your point, is always fascinating. You
know
should
what?
Do that.
If I tried to get blood out of that dog, he'd go,
I forget. How do you send in? Do you do? Is it a spit test, Josh? It's been so long since I did Linus. I forget.
No,
what you
use use a rectal thermometer. You know what the difference between a oral and a rectal thermometer is?
What is that?
The taste. We have to break, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, we've got tidbits. I know you like them, and that's what we've begun
these are,
naming.
These
it.
Are dog tidbits today that all focus on dogs.
But first, I would like to tell you about our good friends at Omaha Steaks. You know, listen, what's your beef? What's your beef, Jay?
What's your beef?
I don't have a beef. You know why I don't have a beef? Because I have why? Omaha Steaks, and I love them so bad. I really do. I love Omaha Steaks. I love Omaha Steaks so bad that right before the show today, well, I have a video of it, and I am not telling you a fib. This is in the morning. We're taping at 10 a.m. This was right before the show. Take a look. Roll the tape. Here we go.
Look at that. Look at that beauty right there. Oh,
look how thick
that's
it
on
is.
Your, it's on your Blackstone.
Yeah, I love the sizzle.
Yeah.
Right out of the freezer. Well, it's a burger. But, you know,
that's an Omaha burger.
Look at that cooking up.
And that's your burger that you didn't like go to a neighbor's yard to tape it?
That burger. No, that's my griddle.
Okay.
And that burger.
That beautiful piece of burger.
Okay, calm down, Mike. Calm down, please.
Mike is excited.
Omaha Steaks, better flavor, zero guesswork. Plus, you can grab an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with the code Mike. At checkout. They do beef right. Premium quality, tons of variety, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Steaks are perfectly aged, hand-cut by expert butchers, consistently delicious, family-owned since 1917. By the way, that steak right out of the freezer, onto the griddle, 15 minutes in my belly, medium-rare, perfecto mundo.
Excellent burgers.
They have tender steaks, juicy burgers, chicken, pork. They set the standard. Omaha Steaks brings the good stuff every time. Omaha Steaks are protein pros. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike is a new code. Get it right. That's Omaha, O-M-A-H-A, steaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See the site for details. Hit the music, Slim. There we go.
Everyone knew my birth records were lost, Mike.
Who had recorded it also.
Fernell Roberts.
Took a lot of letter writing.
It's fun down on the Ponderosa.
Boy, oh boy, a lot of letter. Hey, you know what today is, Rob? You understand what today is?
Oh, you know what? I do know, and I'll let you say it because there's a great way to say it.
Woody Harrelson came on the old radio show a long time ago. They recorded him at Earth Day celebrations in Washington, D.C. And he said, can you have a message for the radio station for Earth Day? And Woody Harrelson said, hey, this is Woody Harrelson. Thanks for supporting Earth Day.
And he was like uncomfortable mentioning call letters or anything other than the fact. Yeah, so
he was. But he ended up being one of my faves.
Yeah, I think he's mellowed into a nicer guy. Do you think he's celebrating or observing Earth Day today?
He sure is. Probably by sparking up, baby.
What? Yes, some tasty nugs.
Thanks for celebrating Earth Day. It's celebrated every year on April 22nd. If you didn't know that, you'd be in the majority. Around 2,000 people surveyed last month. 23% of people said they were confident they could name the exact date of Earth Day. Only 23%. Then they put
it to
the test.
I would have guessed May. I always thought it was later. I thought it was in May.
57% rightly said that it falls in April. 26% did get April 22nd exactly right, which apparently means that some people who were not confident did guess correctly. Younger generations claimed a higher familiarity with Earth Day and its history. 42% of millennials said they're knowledgeable about it, compared to just 28% of my people. The boomers and Generation Jones, which doesn't really become aware of anything that benefits anybody else except their fat asses. Earth Day has been celebrated since 1970. Millennials were also more likely to say they do something environmental or sustainable to celebrate Earth Day. I love the fact today.
Yeah, that Mike, you did your traditional Earth Day breakfast hamburger.
That's what I did. That's it. You beat me to the punch with the joke. Yeah. 44% of the millennials who do participate admitted that their Earth Day friendly change is only temporary.
And I prefer the United Nations name for it, which is Mother Earth Day.
Mother Earth. I like Mother Earth Day better. Mother
How about, can we, let's compromise and spell it M-U-T-H-A, Earth Day.
Mother Earth. Mother.
Mother.
You're a bad mother.
Hey, shut your mouth.
Thanks for celebrating Earth Day. We truly appreciate that.
Thank
Hope you,
Woody. You
enjoy yourself. Thanks, Woody. I'm Woody Harrelson. Thanks for celebrating Earth Day. Researchers just did a study in Norway where they looked at over 2,500 people living near a lake. They found that people who spent the most time around the lake reported less loneliness than the people who weren't connecting with nature.
Now, are you have proximity to a lake?
Yeah, but I can't see it from where I live.
Okay.
Socializing,
Josh, you or a large puddle or anything?
Yeah, the argument down here is always, is it a lake or is it a pond?
Yeah, we used to say the same thing in my old house. Socializing with other people didn't make that much of a difference. The most important factor was feeling connected to nature itself. Oddly enough, being alone in nature actually made people feel less alone because they were focused on something greater than themselves. They felt like a part of something.
You know, I can relate to that. Just 10 minutes on the beach. When I was in Miami, I did a couple of times where I just went down and put my feet in the sand and walked down to the water. It's healing. Yeah. You do. You feel connected.
And then the police came by and said, put the pants back on, Mr. Speedway.
That's right. Well, the pants were connected to the shoes.
The too much isolation can backfire. There has to be a balance. So the next time you're feeling a little lonely, a quiet walk in nature, just like Rob just said, might be better for you than a group hang. Yeah, I think you can feel very lonely in a large group, right?
Absolutely. Elvis Presley once said that he feels the most alone in a crowd.
Might be the way I kind of feel sometimes at the old place where I hit the egg. Mm-hmm. You know, sad.
That's
but
why
true.
Elvis gave up golfing.
Well, yeah, it was hot out there with that outfit.
Well, yeah, I mean, and also the rhinestone clubs. Forget it.
Aubrey Plaza and Michael Cera. I think they're both smart asses, aren't they? They're pretty good smart asses.
Yeah, and he's good, but I really like her because she was one of the last of the great talk show guests.
Yeah, and deadpan, which is a traditionally funny thing to do. They dated after meeting on the set of the 2010 movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World. While they were only together for a year and a half, they almost took the relationship to the next level for a joke. This is what they did. They drove across the country to Las Vegas while, quote, eating a bag of edibles. Their plan was to get married, then divorced immediately. Why? So they could call each other ex-husband and ex-wife forever.
That's pretty funny.
Like it was born out of an edible, doesn't it?
Yeah, a big fat gummy.
Aubrey says, quote, we thought that it would be a really good bit. I love a girl that says a bit, right?
Yeah,
They actually made it as far as the county office, but then the edibles took hold and they got paranoid.
Wow.
So they said, we bailed, and they didn't do that, which is fantastic. I love that.
That means Michael Cera is still available.
He's single. Do you remember this name, Elizabeth Smart?
I should.
Josh, how about you?
Yes. Well, but I don't know why. Some type of criminal thing.
There you go. You're close. Rob, does that jog your memory at all?
Yeah, she invented the candy Smarties.
No,
I give up.
You give up. You didn't even try. Try harder.
Was it as a child? Was she a child?
Yes, back in, she was 14 in 2002.
Okay.
She was abducted from her bedroom in Salt Lake City. She was held captive until police rescued her 9 months later. This was all over the news back in 02, where this was a very, very, very public kidnapping. She's 38 now and a married mother of three. And she's also a competitive bodybuilder. She entered her fourth competition over the weekend and won in the novice category. She also medaled in two other categories. Elizabeth was afraid to talk about her new venture until recently, but now says, quote, my body has carried me through every worst day, every hellish, grueling experience. It's created and nurtured three beautiful children. My body has risen to every single challenge life has presented it with and carried me through, so I refuse to be ashamed of it. I don't have any pictures of her, so I don't know. Whether she's a turbo bodybuilder or one of those fitness type bodybuilder people.
Yeah.
But sounds like bodybuilding sounds like.
Call my wife.
Calling UK Wildlife.
Voice assistance not working for you. BlackRock Investment Trust has a lot working for you. Get to know them at blackrock.com. Capital at risk. Marketing material. BlackRock Investment Management UK Limited. Authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
She's one of the.
I bet she could really move some furniture.
I'd love to give her an Omaha steak burger. I really,
She'd
really would.
She'd love it. But, Mike, that's an Earth Day tradition.
Yeah, don't kidnap my steak. There you go. Moving right along. They say the armed forces can turn boys to men. But yes. That doesn't mean it happens immediately. Finland. Oh, I love the Finns.
Yes.
I really, really.
Finland.
Finland's Air Force admitted that several cadets on a recent training flight were using their flight patterns to create the shapes of male genitalia. Why do I think we saw that with one of those contrails
we've seen this before.
It's a pilot thing.
It's a classic gag. It's like a hot foot. You know, it never will die.
Did you hear about the hot co-ed that was taking biology and the professor said to her, Mindy, go up and draw a picture of the male anatomy. And she goes up to the chalkboard and draws a fully engorged member. And the professor says, no, Mindy, I'd like you to do it the other way. And she says, what other way? Stop the mimic. Thank you. Thank you all very much. So you couldn't actually
Which way did the pilots draw?
I probably, if they're, you know, if they're doing the flight pattern, probably would have to be the, you know, the turgid way.
Yeah. Do you think the pilots, you could tell probably if you saw it, were the pilots Jewish?
Thank you, Rob. You couldn't actually see the twig and berries as contrails in the sky from the ground. They popped up on the flight radar tracking service. But, so it's an inside joke. That documents the roots of the aircraft online. At least four planes followed flight patterns that created the shapes of, twig and berries.
Yeah, if you want to see those contrails on the big service, you need to pay extra for the plus, the all-adult one.
Did that subject make you uncomfortable a little bit right there?
No, not at all. I just lost my words. Sorry about that.
Lost the words for twig and berries. I love my all-time favorite. Thank you, Austin Powers. Finally today, the Iran war hasn't been good for people's pocketbooks, and it's not just gas and food that are going up now. Oh, dear. The price of condoms is pointing upward.
Oh, dear. Mike, that's not the best way to write that.
Pointing upward. Seems to be a theme of the last two stories.
I don't think this is the Iran war. I think this is the fact that the World Cup is this summer.
Yeah. Really? And then what, they're having a run on them? Is that what it is?
Apparently they use more than the Olympics.
And they price gouge them, you think? Is that what they're doing?
I assume so.
Well, instead of a condom, they should cool down and wear a World Cup.
Right.
The company is called Carex. And it's a big player in the condom industry. They produce one out of every five condoms worldwide. That's about 5 billion condoms a year. Ew! Why does that gross me out a little bit if you put them all like in a pile?
Mike, no, that's not gross. Just think of the landfill.
They do it for brands like Durex.
Yes.
I really was never involved in those, but I bought a few in my day, and that was one of my... The Durex was my go-to.
The extra large?
Magnum.
Yeah. And did they ask you if you want them gift wrapped?
They're Durex One condoms. Is that a brand name? One condoms?
I guess. Yeah.
You know? And Carex, Carex.
Okay. Not Trojans? They don't make those?
They didn't say. No, I think Trojans is its own entity.
Standalone.
They're raising prices by up to 30% due to increased costs and supply chain disruptions and tears. No, I'm sorry.
What's the matter with you?
Supply chain disruptions caused by the Iran war. The condom price hike will take place within the next few months. So if you are active in the scene, man.
Yeah, man.
You might want to keep that in mind and stock up now and risk getting that raised eyebrow at checkout. That's always. We've all gone through that, right? To buy them when you thought you might need them.
So great when you run a check stand and someone comes through, and I mean, it'll be like condoms and whipped cream, and I'm like, have a great night.
We have a big, large box of extra small Durex condoms that we need a price check. Durex condoms for the lady in aisle 4.
But it's got to be easier for kids now with self-checkout.
I would think so.
It's also a good time with these two stories to tell people, don't waste your time with Mark Wahlberg's new movie on Amazon.
Bad?
It's bad. It is
very
called
bad.
Balls Up. It is him and Paul Walter Hauser who invent a condom that wraps everything.
Like a body condom?
Like twigs and berries.
Twigs and berries.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And he was in the Atlanta bomber? Richard Jewell.
That's Paul Walker. Yeah, that's
the guy that played Richard Jewell.
He's very good. This movie was very bad.
Yeah. And Mike, speaking of Netflix, I did take time to binge the Sam Bateman show last night, and you're right.
Oh, you did? Sam Bateman show is a good way of referring to it. What do you think?
I thought that guy is the worst.
And riveting.
I would have liked, you know what?
We're always the same on these things. Did you hate the lady at the beginning and then come around at the end?
Yeah. And also, do you think they should have spent more time in the first three episodes leading up to the sting? Because I thought they really stretched out the sting operation in the fourth episode.
I thought they did. You're absolutely right with that. And they could have gotten to that a little bit sooner, but then it wouldn't have been four episodes probably.
You're right. Exactly.
Boy, oh boy. Well,
every documentary. Every documentary on Netflix is one episode too long.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would have cut out that niece with the scary eyes. What's her name? Moms or Moles or something like that? She was creepy.
Very, very strange. Why are condoms affected by this, of all things? The company says there are shortages of oil-derived chemicals and higher raw material prices through the supply chain, pushing up the cost of condom wrappers and lubricants. The CEO said there could be further price adjustments down the road if the disruption continues. He added that he's not worried about people not buying condoms, quote, "In bad times, the need to use condoms is even more because you're uncertain with your future whether you'd still have a job next year or whether you'd want to have a baby, right? So you want to use protection."
Yeah, that guy, right? He went straight to, like, the financial responsibility and not about, like, you know, procreation. Yeah. I don't think that he's insensitive. That's his deal.
Well, I'll find out more because I plan on, calling my condom expert Howie Mandel. I'll be checking in with that today. Thank you remembering that.
This is why I only use lambskin.
Yes. The lambskin, like the Vikings did.
Exactly.
We'll take a break and come back with something, because we always do on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses, so when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Come back, Mike.
Sorry, I was... We need you. I was mocking myself. Rob Spiewak?
Yes.
You got bad eyes, right?
Yeah. It turns out I have cataracts.
You have cataracts.
Which I did not know about.
Talking about it last week. By the way, before we get to talking about Rob's terrible eyesight, up in the upper left-hand corner, there's something also new, along with the new website, tmospodcast.com. There's our QR code. If you'd like to support the show, you just put your old camera on that and check it out, and we would appreciate any donation that you can send our way. So Rob said he wanted to talk about his trip to the eye doctor. I thought you already talked about your trip to the eye
doctor. Well, this was... I want to talk about where I got referred to the surgeon that's going to do the cataract surgery, because I went to Vision Works originally just to get glasses because I just thought my eyes were going.
You going to a local guy or a chain?
No, this is a local practice. And, you know, my mom worked for many years at Inova Health Services, and this is a guy that comes recommended. He's known.
Oh, you're not going to Costco to get it done?
I'm not, Mike.
Okay, just checking.
It's back by the tires is where they do their laser
and the
surgery.
Hearing aids. I got hearing aids at Costco one time. They sucked.
Yeah, well, you get what you pay for.
Well, no, they were. I thought you raved. This is your store.
They sucked, but you got 12 of them.
Big box.
Huge box of hearing aids.
Yeah, the whole box resembled that dishwashing detergent, those little pods that you get. They're wonderful.
My father's hearing aids were thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And so, you can get good ones. I suppose you pay like $200.
It was reasonable, but it was more than 200 at the time. I just don't do well with hearing aids because of the frequency. It just doesn't work for me. But anyway, we're talking about your eyes, not my ears.
Had this cataract. Cataracts were spotted by X-ray at the first place. So I got referred to a vision center in the Loudoun Medical Campus right by the hospital. And I go in, and the first thing I notice, you know, when you go into a doctor's office and it's just simply a doctor's office. It's carpeted, some chairs, some magazines. Mm-hmm. This place is opulent. I mean, money.
Yeah.
We're talking sculptures. We're talking plants. Yeah. And so I give my info and they walk me back to the examination area. It's like a PA for eyes because it's not the doctor. And it's a long walk. Mike, O'Mara.
I have a question, Rob. Along with the opulence, were there any pictures of the doctors on the wall?
There were. And there was also pictures of money. I thought that was odd.
No, it's ego. It's ego. It is. The ones that want the real, like, Ritz-Carlton style of office building are the usual the ego boys.
How about degrees? Were degrees on the wall or awards?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it's sort of assumed they have those. I think that's more of an old-fashioned thing to put the degrees up. I went to an ENT in McLean, Virginia that used to put up framed newspaper articles about himself.
There you go. So as they walk you down the hallway of the Four Seasons, what happened?
Right. They asked if I want a hot towel, some lemon water. No, they don't. So they put me down in the examination area, and he does like four tests real quick. One was a pain where I had to keep my eyes open for a full scan and not blink. And the hardest thing is to not blink for 10 seconds if someone tells you don't blink.
All right,
that took like eight
do
tries.
A countdown. Do it. Do a count.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
They couldn't do it.
Was that like the red or green light?
The retina scan.
Let me try it one more time because I'm under a fan. All right, go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, you would have made it. You would have made it. And don't call me that. That's a horrible thing.
That's tough to do.
So, yeah, and he was growing dissatisfied with me because apparently it was taking a long time. And I didn't realize speed was so important.
Well, so he finishes all this stuff. You don't possess speed.
Well, don't you think that, Mike, a doctor would be a little indulgent in taking a moment just to get things right? You're only talking about my vision.
It's not about speed. It's about that you keep failing the test.
Yeah,
I ultimately succeeded, though. I was able to succeed.
Listen.
Did you have to hold it open?
Yeah, I thought about it.
Eyelids are muscles. You know, it's still an athletic exercise.
Yeah, but with the amount of time I spent with them closed, I would think maybe I've built up something.
Is he really getting annoyed at you?
He was, and he says, "No, it's fine. No, it's fine."
How did that manifest itself? Just his tone?
Yeah, and he says. Okay. Because when we sat down, the first thing he did is, you're going to see a house and just go blink, blink, and look at the house with your right eye. And I did that. And he said, now go blink, blink.
What do you mean go blink, blink?
That meant he wanted me to blink my eyes twice. Go blink, blink. So that was his attitude when I sat down.
Wait, hold on. I just want to find out what's going on.
They always have you blink your eyes a few times before the stare.
Yeah.
So you clear anything out.
So you had to blink your eyes twice and then close your left eye and look at the house with your right eye?
There was a thing where you set your chin in and it blocked off one eye. So you could see the house.
Okay.
And so he was real upbeat with all those. And then we get to the retinal scan and it goes from blink, blink, and now don't blink for 10 seconds. And then to the end, it's like, all right, that one didn't take.
Is he foreign?
Let us try again. Yes, he is.
All right.
And it ends up with, I think we got it this time. He's very, very disenchanted with
what, me. Based on, you know, casual observations with nothing being etched in stone, what sure. part of the world would you estimate he's from?
Do you remember that George Harrison did a concert in 1970 for Bangladesh?
Okay, you win. All right, I won't ask anymore.
Great, great album. So he says, all right, let's get those eyes dilated and we'll move on. I said, great. So I sit in the chair and he dilates my eyes.
With the drops?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Did you drive yourself?
Yeah, didn't know there'd be dilation.
You're not supposed to drive after that, right?
Tell me about it. And especially with cataracts, when I walked outside after this appointment, it was like the day after.
They told him.
No, they did not.
Nah,
they did not.
No, they should have told you ahead of time.
No, they gave me a checklist what said, you know, you need to bring this and this and this and all. Nothing about dilation. And so he puts the drops in.
At least
and then
you
he
voted
says,
yesterday. Congratulations.
I
yeah,
did
but with
vote.
The dilation, he doesn't know what he voted for.
It had worn off by then.
Okay.
By the way, Loudoun County, beautiful I voted stickers this year. Nice
yeah,
job.
Right. And congratulations, Virginia.
Yeah.
The Virginia to the Virginia Democrats.
So as my eyes begin to lose focus, he hands me an iPad. He says, here's a brief 20-minute video about the procedure. And he leaves. So instead of being talked to about the procedure, I'm watching a video that has all the production quality of the safety video of like Southwest Airlines. And they're talking about
and your eyes are blurry.
Getting worse and getting worse and getting worse. I'm holding the iPad further and further and further and further away. And basically what the video is, it's propaganda to talk about the more expensive procedure and how great the most expensive lenses are.
Oh, it's a sales pitch.
It is absolutely a sales pitch. Because in the old days, they would actually cut and remove it by hand. And they can still do that.
The entire eye.
That's right. The face. But
they would remove the eyeball by hand.
So what he's talking about and this video is talking about is that we can do the whole thing with a laser and you can get
on. Francis Ethel Gummy One says cataracts are the result of a weak pelvic floor.
That's true. That's very true.
Funny.
So
thank you.
I'm watching this blurry video and then it gets into the, and for this amount, you know, you can start with any number of lenses. One lens will give you the vision you had before the cataracts. The second will focus on near vision. The third lens will give you near and far. And the fourth lens, and you can almost hear the volume go up. And the fourth lens will let you see near, far, and middle.
So they're selling you the most expensive
they're
one.
Selling you.
Yeah. So that the doctor sucks. Comes in. And right now I've got zombie eyes because my pupil, I took a picture of myself. My pupils are all black. It looks like I'm a character in a horror film.
Okay.
And he sits
did
down.
Did you send
and,
that to us or did you put that on
it's,
Facebook?
It's on my, it is my status picture right now because it's
on his Facebook
looking.
Page.
Yeah. So this guy comes in and keep in mind, I haven't lost optimism yet because my mom said he's a highly regarded eye surgeon. That's enough for me. And he starts talking, and here's the thing that really threw me. When he talked, he closed his eyes.
I do that when I'm really trying to make a point.
But he was remembering his pitch. His sales pitch was so dead on that at one point I tried to ask a question, and he stopped. He says, questions at the end. And then he picked up exactly where he was at. So he's got a practice pitch. And I had like two questions for him.
He should probably draw some eyes on his eyelids so it's not distracted.
The Three Stooges used to do that gag.
Have you seen this man in your neighborhood? If you have, please call Crime Solvers. Look at that.
I ask him two questions.
If that picture doesn't say get in the van, I don't know what does.
And we found your doctor's degrees. They're all behind you.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't even noticed that. But you know what? That's in a back room. So they weren't in the lobby for display.
Have you gotten the number yet?
Not yet. Because after I try to ask the second question, he says, all of that will be explained by the ladies. And I said, what? The ladies. Okay.
Yeah,
and
the then people he said, out, the closers, the salespeople.
And he said, do you have any questions about the video? And I said, Well, I certainly know you want me to get the laser procedure with the most expensive lens, don't you?
Does it say the most expensive when they
No,
do
but
that?
It's implied because it's, you know, you can go further and further and further with
what
the
did
lens.
He say when you made that snarky comment?
He said, the ladies will help you with all figures.
He just totally divorces himself from it.
And again, eyes closed when he talked, like he was trying to recall something from a previous life. So then he walks me out to the ladies. I can barely see. I sit down and she has all these papers and even with my excellent healthcare coverage, and this is not a vision issue, this is a healthcare coverage issue. It covers up to getting the lowest tier lens, and everything beyond that is extra. And I was talking to my mom, I talked to Carrie.
So sad. Come on, you're talking about your vision. God
almighty.
And
I said, if we cheap out here and do the cheap option, which is still in excess of $1,000 out of our pocket.
Right.
I'm going to regret not having my eyes fixed because he said you can go from not being able to read to reading the front of a pill bottle and maybe the back.
Well,
he said,
right, it's let amazing. Me ask you this. What were the increments? Each lens went up by a couple $100?
Free if you get the base model lens. This is in addition to healthcare coverage.
From the video says this is the way you saw before. You'll go back. Yeah. You don't want that. You want better vision if you're going to go under the
night. Right. And I'm saying if I'm going to spend $1,000 anyway. So for the base, it's nothing out of pocket.
Okay.
For the first lens, about $1,500, and that will help me with near vision only.
500 increments. Half a. All right. Yeah. All right. I got it.
Third lens. $3,200.
So they're just effing you anyway.
And that's near and far, but not middle. And the fourth one, Mike, a nice even $4,800.
Are they? Are you going to look elsewhere? Are you going to try to find somebody?
I would, but I can't see.
Okay.
No,
because of the dilation or your cataract.
No. I was just doing a joke there. I think that it is actually pretty competitive. I will look around and see because that seems a lot of money out of pocket. And I like the fact that he's well regarded, even though he's running a money machine. So they sit me down with the closer, the ladies.
But it sounds reasonable. I think when I got LASIK like 10, 12 years ago, I think it was like $6,000.
Yeah, but also this is not LASIK. This is a brand new lens. This is not correct.
Yeah, it
this
sounds
like
reasonable. Like shoving a #2 pencil into my balls sounds reasonable.
Well, that is pretty reasonable.
Medical stuff is never reasonable.
Yeah, but it's BS.
It is BS.
When other countries are doing this stuff for their people,
that's taken care of. That's a good idea. Have you looked at going overseas to get it done?
Turkey.
I have not.
You
Turkey.
Get a little vacation to Turkey.
Turkish eyes.
You
so
could
the
get
lady
hair and eyes at the same time.
My hair is fine.
We'll go over together. I'll get my veneers while you get your eyes.
When I sit down with the lady, I think she's really pretty, but I can't see because my eyes are dilated. And she goes over all the numbers and all the stuff. And this is not medical at all. This is all financial.
Hi, baby.
She's like, he's here every Thursday if you want to book today, or once a month at this location if you want to book today. I said, this is pretty expensive. I'm going to think about it. And she goes, okay, can you sign here? And she hands over some papers.
Like, they're rude. F them. Go somewhere else. They're a factory.
And I asked her, I said, do you dilate my eyes so I can't see what I'm signing? Because at that moment, it occurred to me, no one looked at my eyes after they were dilated. They were dilated for no reason.
Get out of there.
If they're
that way, if he's copping a tube with you because you can't keep your eyes open for 10 seconds, which is hard to do, and then he's not mentioning the money, and then they upsell you with a video, they don't even take the time or care.
20-minute video.
I would run. Tell your mom she's dead wrong about that physician.
And the dilation and never looking at it is...
So I'm walking around like walking dead in the office there.
Typical Northern Virginia BS. Really.
And so they had at the desk little sunglass inserts, like they're, you know, like plastic, cheap, nickel, maybe a nickel. Yeah. And so I put those inside my sunglasses and I go outside and still it looks like they're taking a nuclear attack on the water towers in London County.
Were they in Leesburg?
They are in Loudoun, which is sort of a land. You know where Lansdowne is. It's very close to Lansdowne.
Yeah, get out of there. Drive across the bridge. Go to Maryland. Get some real medical care. All the good doctors are in Maryland.
What about, is there any good doctors in D.C.?
Yeah.
Are there any good doctors
Tons.
In D.C.? But not in Virginia?
City. Oh, you really want to get the best? Go up to Baltimore.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And see if you can get in on a clinical study or something like that. There are ways around it. Help Rob out. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. This just sucks. I want Rob to get the best. And
I met with the eye doctor earlier this week as well.
Uh-huh.
And he is in Baltimore. He has a virtual lab down here. So you could go see my eye doctor.
Wow. How about that?
But then ultimately he does his surgeries in Baltimore, right? He doesn't do them like over the computer with
No,
his
like
joystick.
Someone else did the surgery.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. Well, we got a break when I went.
But wherever he does his surgery, you can rest assured Jaws is going to drive to it. He's got another road trip.
He just wants to come and make sure I get through it. Hold my hand. That's right. All.
Exactly. Clip joint. Let me sick me on those people, you know? Just walk in. Walk in like when it's a crowded day, when you know it's going to be crowded, and then just walk in going, I can't see. He's burned my eyes.
I wanted to, they couldn't minimize the image on the iPad and watch YouTube, which is what I wanted to do when I had been in there for 10 minutes. And so it's just the whole fact that the majority of the appointment was
help!
On an iPad.
Help!
It would have been great if he comes back and you're just watching Mr. Beast.
That would be great. It would be great.
You're going to give me $1 million?
Yeah.
Well, we have to take a short break. We'll talk about Josh's road trip when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know that we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, 3 new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Ugh. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Ladies and gentlemen, there are two things that I admire about Josh Soroka. One is his ability to engineer this show and do a great job at it. And he has a hell of a work ethic, and he's always going. There is no off switch. But when it comes to like charisma, salesmanship, I don't know how good until he bought a Tesla. And he comes in here one day and he starts talking about his Tesla. And, you know, I would you tap him to be the pitchman of the show? He has got me, you know, in 10 minutes wanting to drive to the Tesla dealership and buy one because that's how much he was talking about it. But, you know, it was just you were really into it, you know.
He believes in the product.
I'm not sure which has lowered my blood pressure more, the medicine or the Tesla, to just sit there and let it drive.
It drives the whole way. So, but you have your first official mega road trip, right?
Yeah, I am going to Northern Virginia this weekend, so I canceled my flight for today and decided I'm going to drive. The TSA issues and Orlando Airport stresses me out enough that I wasn't going to deal with the delay and said I'm just going to drive, save some money on a rental car and everything. So today is the first test. I'll leave in about probably 45 minutes. And I think with stops and charging and stuff, I think it's like 12 hours.
And
that's
you're
not
be-
bad.
You're going to be up there on 95. Now, here's the thing. Are you able to, you know, close your eyes when this thing is, you know, rest your eyes, as it were?
Not yet.
Okay.
They think they will be by the end of the year, be able to do that.
Right.
But
now,
what I can
that.
Do is put a movie on, put the ball game on, lean back and just relax.
And enjoy. Yeah.
That is so cool.
Why does not? The Tesla actually take your blood pressure as you drive?
I'm sure it could.
So you are going? Are you going up? You've got the Chad thing this weekend,
yeah,
right?
I've got the Chad event this weekend, and
give him a plug. Give him a plug. We should do that for Chad.
Fair Winds on Saturday, 2 p.m. for Chad's beer release and a little live show and just hanging out. And
okay, all right. So check that out. Where is it? Where is it? If people want to go,
Fair Winds Brewery.
Okay, Fair Winds Brewery.
Is that Lorton?
I think it is near Lorton.
It's Lorton
near the prison. They don't have the prison there anymore.
Ex-prison, Mike. Ex-prison.
Yes. That was a great prison, by the way.
It was great. And you know what? People always talk about, you know, the old times are only old when you miss them. Yes. I loved that place. Just
next,
so good.
Next to, you know, there are some, by the way, if you're a prison connoisseur, and I love to look at the outside of a great prison. Mm-hmm. And Joliet, I remember when I saw that one. That was a special prison. And then I think it was called Greenhaven.
Yeah.
And I took a bus from Poughkeepsie, New York to Hartford, Connecticut, and they stopped by Greenhaven Prison. And it was great. I'm going to sneeze. Pollen.
It was a pleasure trip. And you know what, Mike? It really Mike's allergic to prison. It really stacks up to something I've always thought. Prisons look better from the outside.
Yes.
Than
yes.
they do from the inside.
I remember it being so scary because it was just a solid concrete wall that I looked up at, and it was nasty. And there was a person that was dressed, a guy that was dressed like a woman who wanted to go out for an evening. And he was at the front. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you what I saw. This is a personal experience. I'm not making any comments.
You know who was in
anything.
That jail? He's star of a popular television show right now. His name is Sam Bateman.
Bateman.
He's a star of the Sam Bateman show.
Yeah, the prophet.
See him.
The prophet Samuel. So, good luck. You are leaving right after the show.
I'm leaving right after the show.
Okay.
So I'll be up there a few days.
And your ETA to get from point A to point B, 12 hours.
12 hours, maybe a little longer if I take my time. I'm debating between grabbing a hotel on the way up or just sleeping in the back of the car.
Classy.
Are you bringing snacks?
I have I have a cooler of drinks.
And
I have
candy.
A bag of snacks. I've got candy. I've got Doritos.
What kind of candy are you bringing on your trip?
Let's see. I have some Starburst.
Ooh, fruit flavors.
Some Skittle, mini Skittles.
But the problem with Starburst is the unwrapping of the individual pieces of candy.
Not if you get the Starburst minis, which are already unwrapped.
I recommend a confection that might be a little more acceptable to you, especially if you want something to last a little longer on a long journey?
Is it a round candy?
Surprisingly enough, it is round.
That's weird. I wonder if it has a hole in it.
It does indeed. I think you've outed me already on the candy I'm recommending because it is known as a
lifesaver. Available in wintergreen,
peppermint,
and traditional five flavors.
Been years, and we still remember it.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
And Josh, you should tell them about our field trip we're going to take Friday.
Yeah, Rob and I are going to meet up. And I believe on Friday we are going to go to the Udvar Hazy. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Well, I remember that. What is that?
Loudoun County branch of the Air and Space Museum where they have all the actual spacecraft.
Yeah.
It's a huge facility.
Not aircraft carrier. What's the
space
the
shuttle.
Tent? Enclosure.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
It's not an aircraft carrier.
Go look at the stealth spy plane, which even
I
back
couldn't,
in the
Mike,
60s,
I tried. I couldn't find it.
We have to break. God, you're an ass. We will come back with you. Do you have video? Some beautifuls for us,
Mike,
today.
We have happy and sad, the whole human experience coming up.
Friends, a quick warning: beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, We're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras, unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun, and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great, and the laughs are guaranteed. A programming note for tomorrow's program. We will be interviewing a gentleman who's been on the show before. It's Dr. Happy. That's his name, isn't it?
Dr. Gratitude. Mrs. Green Thumbs.
Oh, Mrs. Dr. Gratitude. No, she's dead. Dr. Gratitude?
I know,
is that what it is? What's the name of the guy, Josh? Do we remember? Does anybody on this show know the guy that we're going to interview tomorrow? Okay.
Joel Zuckerman.
Joel Zuckerman.
The language.
Sorry about that.
You remember him from Gratitude Tiger.
Gratitude Tiger. Here's the interesting thing. I will be in the car line waiting to pick up my son. Josh Soroka will be driving up to Northern Virginia.
Right.
Rob Spiewak, you're going to be at home, right?
Yeah, but having eye surgery.
And we're going to do the interview with him all on our phones. What could possibly go wrong?
I tell you what, that's one more thing to be thankful for.
Yeah, so that'll be on tomorrow's show. But before that, we have to finish this show.
Yes, let's do that.
Hey, I like video. That. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Two deaths to deal with, Mike. Dave Mason, do you know the name?
Yeah, I'm a music musician, right.
His biggest hit, you'll know this.
Because we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy. There ain't no bad guy.
But he is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer because he was a founding member of Traffic. And
okay.
Traffic was in, so he worked with Steve Winwood back then, but a long storied career. He was 78, I think. Very young. And also too young and...
too young for that.
He probably has family that thinks it's too young.
I'm sure they do, yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Mason, his parents, of course, and little Billy and Betty Mason, the kids.
And the
this
twins.
One is,
Mason and Dixon. All right, go ahead.
This is another sad one for me.
Jesus Christ.
This is a song I genuinely love, and it's the Osmond Brothers before Donnie became his own breakout star. Donnie was a part of the band then. And this is, you'll see in here, Alan Osmond. He was the oldest of the Osmond Brothers. He died at 76. He'd been battling MS for about 40 years.
Oh, that's too bad.
But this is really sort of out of the ordinary for an Osmond record.
Great song.
Great song, Crazy Horses. There's Donnie on the keyboard. It is so not typical of them.
But they did a good job with it.
It's a great song.
There's a message to air in the air, come from crazy horses riding everywhere.
They all kind of look like they're trying to look like Donnie. Now, Mike, this is why I chose this video. That's Alan.
Is he the guy that died?
Yeah, he just died. He was a lead guitarist, but you can see his name above him there in the video.
Oh,
so save
okay.
him.
Thank you.
Now, slightly related to this, what Osmond brother that you know actually rode in a Wienermobile?
Donnie.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the Wienermobile stopped in Topeka, Kansas this week, and some students got a lot of pleasure from it.
Well, students from Seaman High School celebrated prom tonight, but...
Don't laugh at Seaman High School, Mike. It's not funny.
You didn't warn me.
Mike, Seaman High School. They encourage everybody to come and visit. Okay.
Well, students from Seaman High School celebrated prom tonight, but a few students rolled up in style in one of six Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles. 27 News reporter Millie Favela met with the students earlier today.
The Wienermobile made an appearance in Topeka yesterday for a pre-race NASCAR celebration. Yeah. Brecken Andrews, a junior at Seaman High School, and his friends were at Sonic when they saw the hot dog on wheels and had to stop by. They took some pictures, but then another idea came up.
They took some pictures. Wienermobile?
Let me ask one question.
Yeah.
Do they interview the guy with the white tuxedo? Do they probably?
Of course they do. He's like the leader of the clique.
Yeah, of course he is. All right. Let's,
But Mike, what you got to do is you got to wait to see the Wiener engineer.
Driver of the Wienermobile and brand spokesperson, Maggie Dawson, couldn't resist.
One of my buddies was like, can we rent this thing?
And I
was
Brecken.
Like, bro, what if we just ask about Brecken? What if it would take us? It's tomorrow.
You know,
like, that'd be
kick
insane.
His ass right
it was
now.
A little light bulb. And we were like, well, what time is prom? And from there, we checked our schedule and we were able to make it happen.
That lovely lady spends her life driving a hot dog.
She's a hot dogger.
She is a hot dogger.
Yeah. She's a hot dogger at Seaman High School.
Mike, they arrived to prom in the Wienermobile.
Very excited. Hey, it would be fun if it wasn't for that guy.
Yeah, you're right. Do you care about where they're going to have the Super Bowl in 2030? I found it to be a surprising choice.
Wouldn't give it a thought. Couldn't care
really?
Less.
Then let's move to our closer.
I want to know now. Come on.
Okay. Oh, I just want to know if you care. Dan Patrick has the insight, and I didn't think this would be considered a Super Bowl city.
2030 Super Bowl. I was informed by a source on Saturday that it is signed and ready to go, in his opinion, that Nashville is getting the 2030 Super Bowl. I haven't seen any reports on this, and if there is a report on it, I'll acknowledge that.
Thanks for not taking it too seriously.
Because they just got a new stadium.
New stadium.
Or put a roof on the stadium or something.
Is that where the Titans are going to play?
Yeah, but not in the Super Bowl.
No.
Yes.
Hey, that was a pretty good sports stadium.
The new stadium does not open up until 2027.
Okay.
But they got it. And I know that that is like the destination for bachelorette parties now, but
yes,
I don't
know
if they've got the infrastructure to hand. Super Bowl is a big undertaking, and I'm surprised the NFL is taking a chance on a place they've never
done
before.
They'll be fine. I'm not worried about it.
They've gone much worse places.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm not worried or concerned about it.
That's good, Mike. That'll keep your blood pressure down. You want to close this thing? Because I got a corker to finish with.
Okay, let's do it. Let's wrap it up. Absolutely.
Have you ever been to Whataburger?
I have not had the pleasure.
Josh, I go all the time. It's right down the street.
Is the service at your Whataburger like the service that was experienced at the Waco, Texas Whataburger, where they seem to have some dissatisfied clients in the restaurant?
She's a lady.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, she's a lady. Da, 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 a little lady.
Scary.
Get physical, physical. The hair gets physical.
You only saw it for a moment, but I like the person who did a classic 1930s fight technique where they pulled someone's coat over their head so they couldn't see.
Also used in the NHL. Congratulations, ladies. Hope you enjoyed your food.
I want a Whataburger with extra sauce.
Yeah. We're getting, what's the one we're getting down here? Oh,
White
man.
Castle.
No, we're not
getting.
You're
getting In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger. We're getting an In-N-Out Burger down here. I'm excited about that.
I've never tried it. Do you have Five Guys down there? Does it go that far south?
We have Five Guys, and then they're putting the In-N-Out Burger right next to Seaman High School. We will see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for all your support. Check our QR code. Thank you for the comments. We appreciate that as well. We will see you tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Scirocca, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sunflower seeds!
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
Nice beaver.